everyone, and welcome to Gossip. I'm Caroline.
And I'm Erin.
And we're back after 2 weeks of not recording.
Yes, so sorry. We took a two-week break because we were surprising Caroline for her 25th birthday in Florida.
Yeah, we went to Tampa, and that was a lot of fun. And my sister surprised me, and my friend surprised me, and my boyfriend planned the whole thing, and it was so much fun. But yeah, now we're back, and
we've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, what's happened?
Yeah, so many things. But yeah, we had the best time in Florida. Yeah, so we do have a couple topics we want to cover today. Well, I guess one main topic that we want to talk about today, and that's the Breonna Chicken Fry and Zach Bryan drama that's been going on.
Yeah, oh my God. So this whole thing is so messed up to me. These two dated, Breonna and Zach Bryan. They dated
and for those who don't know, Zach Bryan's like a country singer and Breonna Chicken Fry is like part of Barstool. She's like a podcast host and she's funny.
Yeah. And she's also from Boston, so that's cool. But yeah, they dated for like a little over a year, I think.
Yeah.
And then I heard that they broke up. Zach Bryan had posted this thing to his Instagram, you know, saying to respect their space and they had broken up and yada yada. But did not have Breonna's consent to post that, so she was completely blindsided over the fact that he announced it to the world.
Yeah, and I can read what the post said, too. I just pulled it up.
Yeah.
It says, it was just basically, it was a post on Instagram to his story, and it was like a blank black screen with just like white writing, and it says, addressing something. Breonna and me have broken up with each other, and I respect and love her with every ounce of my heart. She has loved me unconditionally for a very long time, and for that I'll always thank her. I have had an incredibly hard year personally and struggled through some pretty severe things. I thought it would be beneficial for both of us to go our different ways. I am not perfect and never will be. Please respect Breonna's privacy and space in this. And if you have it in your heart, mine too. With everything I am and to anyone I let down, I am sorry. I try my best in everything. I failed people that love me and mostly myself. Mostly yourself.
I just think it's really, really funny that he's asking people to respect Breonna's privacy, but then like
publicly posted something
so that millions of people could see it
without her knowledge too.
That's not like, it's not respecting her privacy at all.
Yeah. And also to that story, Breonna posted a story of her own saying, hey guys, I'm feeling really blindsided right now, gonna hop off social media for a while and attempt to heal privately. When I'm ready, I'll be back and ready to talk. I love you guys so much. Thank you for all your kind words. Remember, you are so loved and everything's always going to be okay. Like, the fact that she even had to post something like that, like,
insane. Like,
she was trying to, you know, heal privately behind the scenes and then maybe talk about it at some point. Not that she had to, but, like, he made it public and is acting like, give her privacy. Like, you just ruined that for her.
Right. And since then, she has gone on her own podcast with Josh Richards and Dave Portnoy, and because they all three have a podcast together, and she kind of just like spilled everything that she was going through and that was going on. The first thing she said, I think the craziest thing she said is that he offered her $12 million. It essentially like offered her hush money to like not talk about the relationship, sign an NDA, and she said, no, fuck you and your hush money. I'm going to talk about it and I'm going to expose you.
Yeah, like good for her. We were talking about this earlier. Like, he kind of like, he fucked with the wrong girl. Like, she doesn't need his money, nor does she need like,
she doesn't want your money.
Yep, exactly. So like,
she's also not looking for attention in this. She just wants to, you know, talk about her side and she doesn't need to be shut up with $12
million. $12 million NDA. Yeah, exactly. And I think like, from what I read, like, I think this was something that he's done in the past too with other ex-girlfriends. Yeah. And I was like, did you really think it was just gonna keep working, buddy? Like, you just keep going through your girlfriends,
give them NDAs.
She was like, hell no, fuck you and fuck your money. So
I mean, she doesn't need it.
Nope.
But it was kind of funny. Like, she was texting with Dave Portnoy and Josh Richards saying like just trying to figure out what to do, how to go about it, and they were like, well, we're not gonna tell you not to take $12 million, because that's a lot of money to tell somebody not to take. So essentially the ball was in her court, and I think she made the right decision, because I don't know, that kind of helps other people who might be in emotionally abusive relationships or
totally. And she has like every right to be able to openly speak about it, obviously. And signing that NDA would like legally take away that right. And like, obviously, he's just trying to shut her up so his career isn't ruined.
Exactly.
And really, no one cares about your career now.
Yeah, I'm sure she's got a lot to say about it. I mean, part of it was Noah Kahan was performing at Fenway and leading up to the performance, I think Zach Bryan was supposed to be featured on stage, but he canceled last minute because he got shit-faced and just, like, couldn't make it.
Yeah.
And just canceled on him last minute. And she had to cover for him being, like, he was never planning on, like, being here.
Because she's like, I lied for him and I covered his ass because, like, they were together. She, like, loved him. And that sucks that she had to, like, be put in that position, basically.
Exactly. And she wasn't even allowed to... she was listening to Noah Kahan, and he told her to stop listening to Noah Kahan because she was listening to it too much. And I was like, aren't they? I think they're friends, Noah Kahan and Zach Bryan.
I have no idea, so to be honest.
Oh, don't listen to my friend's music.
Well, wasn't she not allowed to listen to like Morgan Wallen as well?
Yeah.
So wild. And she also said he would try to control like what she wore and like what she posted. Like, I think there was this whole drama at the Golden Globes where she wore this beautiful dress, by the way. And he was like so pissed off
that she talked about this,
I don't want to date someone who presents themselves that way. Presents himself what way? She looked gorgeous and she felt confident in the dress. Like, it's not like it was this like super revealing dress. Like, I think she said, she's like, oh, you don't want to date someone with cleavage?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, unreal.
Ridiculous.
To the point where he's like trying to control what she's wearing. Like, that sucks.
Right. And I also, I think by her not taking the money and kind of exposing this was a really step in like a powerful direction for not only her, but like a lot of other women who might be like going through this.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think going off the Morgan Wallen thing, she wasn't allowed to listen to it. The Boston Bruins posted a TikTok singing Last Night by Morgan Wallen, and it was really funny. They're Bruins, like, we stand with Brianna too.
Yeah.
funny. I think another aspect of this is there was speculation that her and her best friend Grace were not friends anymore, and I think they have since like put that rumor aside because it's not true. I think they went through a rough past over the past year, but that again was what did I say?
Rough past.
Oh, good. you know what I meant. But they went through a rough patch and over the past year in their friendship, and I a lot of it probably has to do with Zach Bryan.
Probably,
I'm sure,
because
she was
watching
it happen.
Yeah, and Brianna, I'm sure, like, being in that relationship, like, it's a cycle, obviously, and you're stuck in it, and she probably was backing him this whole time, and I'm sure, obviously, we're not, we don't know exactly what happened, but I can only imagine that would, like, fuck with your friendships as well, of course.
Any relationship that has emotional abuse, physical abuse, just, like, any sort of, like, thing that changes the way that you think, you know, it'll affect every relationship that you have.
Yeah, exactly. And just something else that I wanted to add about this, just going back to when he made that post, like completely blindsiding Brianna, like just saying, yep, we broke up, like give her space. And she's like, oh my God, I was trying to privately deal with this. Like, I'm just thinking that, like, of course, like he was like, let me get my, like, let me say something first so that like I can look like the good guy and like the world can be like, wow, he like posted and is like, give her space. And she's like, what the fuck? Like, I had no idea this was even, like, this just made everything so much worse for me.
Yes.
And of course he just was like, wanting to get that post out, like, to save, basically, save his ass and, like, the public view, which, honestly, completely backfired, and for good reason.
He's just trying to save face, I guess.
So fucking stupid.
But it is stupid. I also listened to the diss track that Dave Portnoy and Josh Richards put out.
Oh, they released
a diss track? Oh, my God. It was so funny.
Wait, shut up. I actually didn't know that.
Let me pull it up, because some of the... I was reading it, like, out loud, was, like, reading the lines.
Read them. But, yeah, at least something like that could come out of it, and I'm sure it gave her a good laugh, too, but I just am like, oh, my God, that's a lot to put on one person, so.
They called the diss track Smallest Man.
So good.
let me see if I can find some of these. Okay, some of the lyrics said, I said, trust me, caught your pants on fire, Tinder, Bumble, Raya.
Yeah, didn't he have dating profiles?
Knew you was a liar.
Yeah. Knew you was a liar.
They're so funny. says, "You're a douchebag. You just made a new rival. Pretty soon you'll be going to need a revival."
Oh my God. Well, tell me more. You say you remember everything. I guess not, because you forgot about your wedding ring. This ain't a subtweet. I ain't coming. Subliminal. You're great at being country without a second syllable. Richard sings. Oh my God. My fist. It says,
oh, but that's my favorite.
Fist plus your face. Simple addition. The way you did her wrong, man, is sickening.
That was my fist too good. Plus your face. I was like, oh.
Simple addition. Oh my God, I'm dead.
Oh, this one says, but you're from Oklahoma? Well, okay, if you say so. Kind of ironic, because soon you're going to get this KO.
This one says, looking for pink skies, but now you're seeing stars. There's something in the orange, and it's you behind these bars, bitch.
I like how they didn't just end with the rhyme. They had to throw in, like, bitch. A bitch.
It's so fucking funny. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God, it also says Dave Dave Portnoy also called Brian ugly and throw shade at his tats. Oh my God, I'm dying.
Yeah, you did.
And we were watching something too where, like, you know, at the time when Brianna and Zach were dating, like,
oh, wait, Dave, sorry.
Oh God.
He also said that Zach Bryan's head looks like a Lego.
Understandable.
And his hair like Homer Simpson.
It's so funny.
Country, like, singing boss baby. Get that boy a snack.
Throw another temper tantrum. It's time for a nap. They're just basically calling him a little bitch, and I stand for it.
Oh God. That was the most entertaining. Well, at first they posted it. I don't know if you heard this, Aaron. They posted it, but Josh Richards is signed to the same label as Zach Bryan, so they got it taken off the internet. Like, Zach Bryan and his team got it taken off the internet, and Dave Portnoy was like, I'm not associated with any record label. I will put this all over the internet.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Are there any other funny? I have, consider this a warning for the next girl that dates you. We know for a fact that your whole band hates you. It's just so funny. But what I was going to say,
honestly,
too.
Honestly, they killed it.
Yeah. What I was going to say, too, was when Brianna and Zach were, like, still dating, and, like, you know how, like, Dave Portnoy and Josh Richards did, like, go to the concerts and whatnot?
Yeah.
So Dave Portnoy was bringing, like, Miss Peaches one time. Like, Brianna said, like, checked with Zach, like, can Miss Peaches come? I think he had a dog, too, and I'm kind of blanking. And so he brought Miss Peaches, and he's like, Miss Peaches is the best dog ever. She just gets into stuff sometimes, but, like, chillest dog, whatever. And he said he walked into Zach, like, moving Miss Peaches into, like, a band closet or something. He's like, hope this is all right. And he was like,
after he said that he could bring the dog.
Yeah, like, and obviously
kicked him out of the,
I don't know Miss
room.
Peaches personally, but she seems like the sweetest dog ever.
Oh, she's adorable. She's got to be the sweetest girl.
I know. So
we love,
like,
Miss Peaches over here.
We do. Big Miss Peaches fan.
But anyway, we are in full support of Brie over here, not
taking
12 million, talking
good for her
shit, exposing things that she went through, and I don't know, I just there was something really powerful about that for me.
I agree. And there's so much more to it. I'm sure there's so much more, like, drama and stories that have come out of it. But it's just so sad that, like, she needed her privacy respected. And, like, it's the one thing she really needed to, like, heal. And he took that away from her, like, right off the bat. Like, the day after they, like, had ended things.
He knew
what
he was doing, though.
He knew exactly what he was doing. Because clearly he's done it before. But, yeah. So, wonder what this will do, you know, to his career. I hope it's not just forgotten, because clearly Brianna Chicken Fry went through some shit, and I don't think it deserves to be, you know, forgotten, and he can just, like, continue. I don't know.
Totally.
I don't know.
No, yeah.
But anyways, though, we could go on and on about that for a very long time.
Yeah, we could. But we're not
happy to discuss it further if any of our listeners would like to hear more about it on our next episode. I'm sure more developments in that story will come out, and we're happy to discuss it. But in the spirit here of, just to switch gears here, the spirit of Caroline turning 25,
woo,
I thought it would be fun to ask her 25 random questions
for
this next part of the episode here.
Oh God.
Would that be all right with you, Caroline?
Yeah.
And these questions are, like, super random.
Okay.
Like, there's no...
I'm a little scared.
Just answer, like, the first thing that comes to your head. Some of them are deeper, and some of them are like, what's your favorite color?
Okay. I'll say the first thing that comes to my head.
That's fine. I threw some easy ones in there. So, okay, first one. This one's a little bit deeper, just since you're turning 25, quarter of a century and all.
Okay.
What did you think adulthood was like in your teens?
Oh.
Not this.
Not like this. I imagined in my teens, like...
That sound that just came out of your throat.
I don't know. But I imagined in my teens when I was 25 that I'd be like... I'd have like a house and like a garden.
You have a tomato plant.
I did. I killed it. And I don't know. I just imagined it would be, it would feel a little less like I'm a 5-year-old adult.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm an adult, but I feel like I've only been an adult for 5 years.
Yep.
So I don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, I hear you. I feel like turning 25 seemed like, oh my God, that's so far. Like when you're like 16, that's so 17, old. That's so old, so far away by that time. Like, who knows? You know, I'll have a house, I'll be married, I'll have kids. Like, not actually, that's a little...
That would be a little aggressive.
Personally. A little early for me, but you know. So, all right.
Wild.
Good enough answer. Next, if you got to live in another country for a year, where would you live?
Probably Iceland.
For what reason?
Well, it's really cool. It's like one of the top places cool. I want to go. I also heard it's really cool safe.
Place to visit.
And yeah, I've heard it's like one of the safest places you can actually go visit.
And the Northern Lights, which we saw those in Boston area not too long ago, was unreal.
Crazy.
All right. Actually, on the Boston topic here, what's your favorite restaurant in Boston, like at the moment?
At the moment, I mean, you can't go wrong with the North End.
I love
La Familia Giorgio.
Yeah, and Caroline and I are both allergic to gluten, so for any of those gluten-free people out there.
We're gluten-free!
Yeah, La Familia Giorgio. Oh my God.
They make their own gluten-free pasta.
And they can make the pasta in all the different shapes, which you can't find at the store, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Next question. Do you believe in having a 5-year plan?
No.
I knew that was going to be your answer.
Absolutely not.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
I don't think I could follow a 1-year plan, so.
I understand. I don't think I could either. Okay. Next one. What's your favorite movie at the moment? Just at the moment, like right in this very moment. Don't think too hard about it.
I don't have a favorite movie, but I've been watching
some shows. No, it has to be a favorite movie.
Has to be a movie.
Because I have other questions.
Forrest Gump.
That's a great movie. All right. What's your biggest career goal?
To be a nurse.
Yeah, that's a great goal. I don't know why you said
Well, right now, like, I think it all, like...
Well, yeah, obviously, 5 years later. From now, if I ask you 25 more questions when you turn 30...
Hopefully, I'll be a nurse.
Maybe you'll be a nurse, and then you'll have another biggest career goal.
I really hope I'm a nurse by 30.
You'll be a nurse by 30.
Oh, God.
I believe it. All right, next question for you. What's your go-to drink order at the bar?
I usually panic, and I order a glass of Prosecco.
It's humiliating.
The drink menu overwhelms me.
Every single time, or like we'll sit down at dinner and like the person will come, we'll have all, you know, looked at her drinks. Like, I'm a big margarita girl. I'll order a margarita. We'll all order our drinks and she'll be like, I'll just have a glass of Prosecco. And we're like, oh my God, she did it
not
again.
This
and the
again.
Person, like the server will leave and we're like, Caroline. She's like, I didn't even want that. Like, I don't know.
It's a pretty, it's a pretty good panic order, I'd say. I mean, I could order something way worse.
Oh yeah. I mean,
imagine
I love
I'm
a glass of Prosecco,
like,
but.
Vodka on the rocks. Like, thank God it's like Prosecco. I don't know.
Thank God it's Prosecco. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with Prosecco, but it's just always Prosecco, which is really funny.
I know.
All right. Next question. What's your favorite color?
Pink.
As always. What's the first thing you do in the morning and how does it impact the rest of your day?
Oh, well, this is something I need to start working on. Well, I have started working on it. It hasn't worked yet, but I snooze my alarm. Like 5 times. That's the first thing I do in the morning. And then
how does that set you up for the rest of the day?
I'm just so tired.
No, Caroline, I thought you were going to say something positive to that question. Like, no. I brush my teeth and it makes me feel all fresh and then I'm ready for the day. You're I snooze my alarm and it makes me feel awful.
It makes me feel really freaking tired.
Oh my God. Also, for those listening, if you have any answers or you feel strongly about an answer to any of these questions, please let us know. We'll make a post. You can comment. And we'll share your answers maybe on the next episode.
Absolutely.
All right. Another question for you. What's the earliest memory that you have? And this is to the girl who has like a freakish memory of...
I do. I remember... Stuff. Well, I was telling my parents, I remember being in our old house when I was like 1 and a half. And I remember laying on the carpet, and they were like, what does the carpet look like? And I told them, and they were like, yep, that was the carpet.
That was the carpet. I wasn't alive at this time.
I don't remember anything else besides just laying on the rug.
That's so crazy. I almost want to say you're lying, but I know you're not.
I'm not. I'm really not. And my memory is starting to freak people out. Like, I went out to dinner, and this girl was our waitress, and I was staring at her. I was staring at her because I was like, I know you from somewhere. And it turned out she was one of my childhood friend's cousins, and I probably was like,
met her
such
one
a freak.
Time or
like,
something.
Met
oh
her
my
one
God.
Time, and I probably sounded like such a freak being like, I know who you are.
I know you.
That it's just my
so
brain.
Funny.
Just oh registers God. Things.
All right, next question. Have you ever had a life-changing moment? If so, what was it?
Oh. Well, I feel like there's like a lot of life-changing moments. Honestly, because I make it my entire personality, I think
being diagnosed with celiac.
Yeah, well, because I was sick for like a whole year, and then it was like life-changing in the fact that like all I had to do was eat gluten-free. The doctors thought I had like cancer.
Yeah, we thought there were so many things wrong with her, and then finally they figured it out, and then I started going down the same path. They're like, let's test her. It's genetic. So
she said, thanks, Caroline.
Celiac.
For
thank God.
Going through. Never mind. Continue on.
Anyways, next question. Who is your favorite new artist at the moment, and who's your favorite all-time artist?
All-time is probably Justin Bieber.
Yep, I would agree.
My favorite new artist is probably Sabrina Carpenter right now.
I love Sabrina Carpenter.
I really do like a couple of Chapel Roan songs. And Benson Boone.
Pink Pony Club!
Yes. Benson Boone, too. I love Benson Boone.
He's great. All right, good.
Hate Zach Bryan, though.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Anyway,
what's your most prized possession?
Probably my phone. I don't know.
Okay, sweet or savory?
Savory.
Yeah, I agree.
I do not have a sweet tooth.
Now, if you had the choice to be famous, would you do it? Or would you choose to not be famous?
I think in theory I want to say yes, but I also have a major anxiety problem, so I'm not sure how that would go.
Not sure if you could handle it.
But I would say yes.
Yeah, hey, why the heck not? Okay, beach or mountains?
What?
Beach or mountains?
Oh, Aaron, you can't do that to me. I'm going to say mountains because that's where the heart is.
I hear you. All right. What's your favorite show right now? That's why you couldn't answer that earlier. That's why I said no, movie, no.
Okay. I got a lot of shows going on right now.
Okay,
but recently,
first one that you thought of.
Outer Banks. I don't know. I just can't help myself. It's not my favorite show. Like, I know when I'm watching it, I know it's not, like, an award-winning TV show, but I just can't help myself.
It's all right. My favorite show is, like, probably Keeping Up with the Kardashians, maybe The Bachelorette. It's not award-winning, but they're very entertaining.
But they're very entertaining and fun.
Absolutely.
I like fun.
So fun.
I like fun shows. We like to have fun.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, next question. If you could pick any actor to play you in a movie, who would it be and why?
The first thing that comes to my head is Alexandra Daddario.
Okay, that's because
people say
you guys look alike.
She looks like me.
She'd probably do a good job, though. But, well, obviously, she's an actress, but like, I'm just saying.
A very good actress, actually. Yes. I don't actually know, though, besides that.
Mm-hmm. That's besides fine. Maybe just your celebrity lookalike. That's a fair answer.
Yeah.
All right, next. What's the number one thing on your bucket list right now, age 25? Number one thing you want to go do? Could be anything.
I want to go to more national parks.
Okay. That's super valid.
I also really want to go to like an island.
Just relax
for vacation.
The sun. Yeah, heck yeah. All right. If you had an unlimited I forgot what I was asking with this one. If you had an unlimited amount of money to start your own business, what would it be? And this can be basic. You don't have to go super into depth.
To start my own business?
Yeah. And on a limited amount of money, you're like, okay, I'm going to start a business. Like, what kind of business would you start? Like, it could be a clothing company. It could be a food company. It could be really generalized if you can't think of something specific.
Yeah. I've always been really into fashion. Mm-hmm. And, like, aesthetic nursing is the new...
Okay, fashion and aesthetic nursing are two different things. So which one is it?
I think I would do fashion.
Or combined. It's a new business, so you could combine the two.
It's my own.
It's your own thing.
I don't know. That question's hard.
I feel like we could start a media company together. Oh. Lulu's podcast. Anyways. Yeah. Next question. If you could get dinner with one person, dead or alive, who would it be? Not like a romantic dinner, but just like have dinner and like pick someone's brain.
Probably Justin Bieber.
So Justin Bieber. Yeah. That's your choice. Yeah. For who to have dinner with.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Valid. I would too, honestly. I can't think of anyone else.
He's hilarious, and I would love to pick his brain.
I know. He seems like the man. All right. Next question for you. What's your biggest fear?
Sharks.
Okay, that's a good one. Sharks.
I love them. Like, I'm so interested in them.
But really scared of them.
I'm terrified.
That's okay. They're huge, and they'll eat you.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question for you.
Okay.
If you could eat only one category of food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Mexican.
Okay, yeah. Me too.
I just think there's a wide variety, and it's not...
I love Mexican food.
I do, too.
Can't go wrong. Yeah. Now, what if it was, like, one food group, like vegetables, like dairy, or like meat? Like, mine would be cheese. I love cheese. And I'm lactose intolerant.
Probably carbs.
That's not a food group.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, you could say starch or something.
Carbs. Starch.
That's not... I'm talking about, like, vegetables, fruit.
Like, if it would sustain you? Like, would it sustain
you? Yeah, like, you're satiated, you get all the nutrients you could ever need, you feel great inside.
Candy.
Okay, fine. That's good.
But I don't have a sweet tooth, so I don't know why I said that.
So maybe candy. Okay, it's fine. Know. Moving on. Anyways, bad answer.
Bad question.
Bad answer, dumbass. Now, next. What's the weirdest thing you believed as a kid? That Voldemort was going to come get you if she went upstairs by herself.
I was very afraid of Voldemort. I also thought, for some reason, I imagined, like, God, and he was dressed in, like, a baseball uniform.
What the fuck, Caroline? All right. Anyways, next question. Last question of the day for you. I like this question. After giving, you know, money to other people and all that good stuff, okay, all the stuff you're supposed to say. Mm-hmm. What is the first thing you'd do if you won the lottery? So take everyone else, like buying my parents a house, like all that stuff. Like, yeah, sure, we'd all do that. But what's the first thing that, like, you do, like, not necessarily responsibly or, like, something for yourself?
I would buy myself a house.
There you go. Anything else?
I'd extravagant? Pay off my loans.
Okay, but what's something fun? Like, say you've done all that, buying a house is fun. But say you've paid off all your loans, you've done all this shit. Like, what's one extravagant thing you'd do for yourself?
I would get another house.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Well, those are all the questions I have for you today, Caroline. 25 questions for your 25th birthday. How do you feel after turning 25?
Great.
Do you feel close that much closer to 30?
No, but my hangovers are definitely getting worse.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we had kind of a tequila party when we were at the Tampa house. Honestly, hangovers weren't too bad. We got to sit out by the sun.
For you, maybe.
By the pool. Yeah, because I'm not as old as
you. No, it wasn't that bad. I'm just noticing as I get older.
The hangovers are getting worse.
Yeah.
Hey, it's all right.
But I'm still young and fun. It's all going to be okay.
You're still young, fun, hot. You're just older, wiser, and hotter.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, I think that's all we have for you today. So any of those questions that, you know, you feel very strongly about, please let us know your answer.
I'm inclined to answer them.
We're very interested to hear. So, yes, we are.
Okay.
Oh my God. We're looking forward to the next episode. And as always, if you have any suggestions for what you want to hear about, what you want us to discuss, please let us know.
Just let us know.
Thank you, Caroline. Yes, thank you. Well, thank you so much for listening. Sorry we had to take a little 2-week break there. We had a lot of stuff going on, but we're going to be just as regular as we've ever been in the coming weeks here. So thanks so much for listening.
It's okay, though. We've only gotten one complaint, and that was Maggie.
What'd she say?
She said, this is my gym podcast, and it's really rude and unacceptable. Oh, no, that we took listen to it 2 weeks treadmill. Off.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Maggie.
Sorry.
We'll get back on track just for you. But anyways, everyone, thank you for listening. You're the best. And again, let us know what you want to hear about. And we're looking forward to the next episode.
Love you.
Bye.
Why'd I say that?